2. There were signs posted on all light posts and in yards around Normal about the Battle of Camp Wildcat reenactment and the after party at Happy Trails Campground. Everyone was welcome, and it would double as the themed monthly party I hosted at the campground. The monthly party was Abby's idea to help bring life back into the campground when I took over. It was my way of giving back to Normal for everything the town and its people had done for me. The party was a way to get campers to stay around the campground and meet other like-minded folks who like to camp. Local shops donated to the party, advertising their products and bringing the campers to their shops, which helped build the economy. This month, I figured it might as well have a history theme to go along with the reenactment. Since Queenie didn't need me anymore at the library, I headed back to the campground to make sure Dottie Swaggart, my campground manager, and Henry Bryan, the campground handyman, had started to set up the event stations in and around the campground. That was what I was hoping for when I pulled up to find Dottie and several small business owners gathered around a campfire having a conversation or some sort of meeting. Going by the look on Joel Grassel's face and the deep lines around his eyes, it was an intense conversation. I parked in a vacant spot near the office, which was located at the front of the campground, instead of going on down to my RV. The group turned when they heard my door slam and watched me as I walked up. "It looks like something is wrong," I decided to cut to the chase.
"May, this is my brother, Darnell."
Joel's hands were in the pockets of his greasy overalls. The wrinkles on his forehead multiplied. "Hi, Darnell." I gave him a smile and a nod when I noticed he was sitting in the same position as Joel, but rocking back and forth on his heels. "Are you a mechanic, too?" I asked, wondering if he worked at Grassel's gas station along with Joel and my foster brother, Bobby Ray Bonds.
"No, ma'am."
He shook his head.
"I'm an HVAC man."
"What's going on?" I asked and went around the circle, looking at Dottie, Henry, and Alvin Dieters.
"We are in a pickle here."
Alvin Dieters, owner of Dieters Feed and Seed, rubbed his hands together. His shoulders lifted and fell a few times as he took in deep breaths. It appeared as though he was gathering up courage to say something.
"Greaser Gady has escaped from prison."
He tucked his jeans up a little more as he tucked in his plaid shirt and adjusted his big metal belt buckle. "Who?" I looked over at Dottie. The skin around her eyes was pulled so tight from where she'd put in her pink curlers, it looked like she had cat eyes. Dottie dragged her cigarette up to her mouth and took a long drag, exhaling a stream of smoke. The implacable expression on her face was unnerving.
"Greaser Gady."
The smoke came out in puffs with each syllable of Greaser's name.
"He was convicted a little over 2 years ago of killing them two hikers near here in Normal. It was bad."
She felt around the back of her head and unclipped one of the pink sponge curlers. She wedged the cigarette in the corner of her lips and used two hands to twist the loose strand of her red hair back into the roller.
"Really bad."
Alvin's expression stilled and grew serious. He crossed his arms over his chest. "When did he escape?" I asked, a nod on the edge of my lip as I made the connection to Hank. I imagine the phone call he'd gotten at the library was about the prison break. That was how we'd met. Paul, my dead ex-husband, had escaped from prison. Hank Sharp came to Happy Trails to see if I'd had a visit from Paul after he'd escaped. I insisted I hadn't, but when Paul's murdered body floated to the top of the lake that was in the middle of my campground, it didn't look good for me. It gave Hank Sharp all sorts of motive to pin Paul's murder on me. We had had what you'd call a turbulent start to our relationship. Now he couldn't resist me. My eyes scanned across everyone's shoulders until they rested on the lake where Paul's body had appeared. "I'm sure they'll catch him," I assured them. "Hank was called away, and I bet they're hot on this greaser guy's heels."
"I wouldn't say that."
Darnell's voice trembled. He ran his shaking hand over his military-tight haircut, the exact same cut as Joel's.
"Are you kidding?"